Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You hear the intro song, B. Scott in the building, and it's time to get B. Scott's thoughts. I imagine that they're going to focus incredibly closely to the World Cup final draw that is happening live right now on the television.
Is it happening? I'm getting more and more upset.
Well, I mean,
all this pomp and
the draw itself. Well, it's literally the biggest sporting event in the world.
Okay, let's get to it.
You have to do the pomp and circumstance.
You sound like the guy during the Super Bowl halftime show that's like, what is this Kendrick Lamar? What is this Bad Bunny?
Get them back on the field playing football.
I don't want to see the weekend.
Who are these schmucks that are singing in a different language?
get off the stage, Dr. Dre. Yeah.
Let's see the draw.
Come on now.
It is taking for them.
It's forever.
To get this role. Also, I forgot. Kevin Hart's here for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, because what does Kevin Hart miss? What big event is Kevin
this
Hart
is
not
true.
Attending?
This
no, I
true.
Hear you.
He's got to be the smallest man that is everywhere.
He will accept the paycheck. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I just don't understand why they were like, soccer.
He's the comedian Snoop Dogg, pretty much.
Yeah.
Got to be at everything.
He's a good hang.
Heidi Klum up there.
He's a good hang.
Towering over Chris Rock.
Towering and put together, might I say.
Yes,
that
is
the way that I will say that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, man. It's so funny, though. Like, Kevin Hart's got to be the smallest man that covers the most space.
That's right.
Because, like, he's everywhere, you know, literally. Yep. Everywhere you can't, he's unavoidable. I'm not trying to. I like Kevin Hart.
It's like I said about Patrick Mahomes yesterday. He's the fastest, slow looking guy I've ever seen.
That's a good point.
He looks slow.
It's something about his walk.
Yes,
even the way he stands, he looks very unathletic. Yeah. And then
is he bow legged or something?
He's
duck footed kind
either
of something like
bow legged. I don't know if he's bow legged, pigeon toed, or like knock kneed. Or some combination of the three.
Yeah, some level of hem and haw in there.
But something's going on.
I'm
going
to say something, and you're going to think that it was me that said this, but it was not. It was in a text conversation from a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. That's what they all said.
Sure it was.
I know I'm going to get the brunt of this. When we were talking about this yesterday, and a buddy of mine texted me during the show and said, he has women's hips.
He does.
He does?
He does.
He has women's hips.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I was not ready for that. Yes, no, it's fine. I have no pushback.
So we should probably get to your thoughts, huh?
I've got thoughts. No more thoughts on that one.
Okay, fair.
So my main thought is this weather thing, okay? It's fine having the conversation because it's relevant to the game. It's going to be colder than any game that the Texans have played all year. And notably, the Texans do not play or even live and operate. If you know you play here in Houston, you don't live and operate.
They're inside
in a cold environment. You said this earlier in the show, Lopez. It was 50 something yesterday, and we were all acting like bitches. a lot of us anyway. I know I was.
I pulled out the jacket with the lining on.
Oh yeah, you had the fur lining. Yeah.
Hey man, I cut some of my bad habits behind the cold.
You couldn't get outside.
Man, I went back inside and just said we're gonna have to deal with it. We're gonna have to figure out something else to do.
So let me go get a nicotine patch because outside don't work.
This ain't gonna be it at all. And so to that point. Not to say that it's not relevant, but I just don't have a whole lot of patience for it in terms of excuse making or here's how I look at it. If this team, if this iteration of the Texans is not perfectly specifically and uniquely built and equipped to handle the cold weather. I don't know what Texans team will be. Now, this is we've been having this conversation all year. Is this the best Texans defense that we've ever seen? Mm-hmm. I feel like we're there at this point. This is probably the best Texans defense we've ever seen. It's not the best overall team, I don't feel like, that we've ever seen. It's hard to say that, especially given the record. Mm-hmm. So they might have better teams at some point. They might even somehow put together a better defense. But the combination of ball control, possess the ball, mm-hmm. line of scrimmage, let's run the ball kind of offense, and a dominant defense, best defense in the league, that combination to me fits perfectly, especially for a warm weather city football team to be able to go out in a cold weather environment. Because if you're serious, if we're really talking about playing football beyond just the first round or trying to get to the AFC championship game for the first time, like at some point, unless you're going to do all the games at NRG Stadium, at some point you are going to have to go out there and prove that you can play in cold weather cities in these type of environments. And so to me, this is the ideally built Texan squad to go out there and do that. So I don't have a whole lot of patience for being concerned.
Weather's going to affect them.
Yeah, I mean, the weather's going to suck, man. Nobody likes the cold. I don't care if you're from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I don't believe them people. Mm-hmm. They're out there and they're going through it and they're toughing it out. But I don't believe that they really like it. I can't believe that nobody really likes it. But you got to go out there and at least handle business for the 3 hours that you're out there. And I think a team like this that's not built air raid, let's stretch the ball downfield the way we know C.J. Stroud wants to do. Mm-hmm. Nah, they're running the ball, dinking and dunking, and allowing their defense to take over the game. And that should be a winning formula.
Especially when we're not talking about precipitation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That's the thing when we start talking about weather.
Or wind.
Right? Wind?
The wind, yes. I looked at it. It's like 10 to 15. That's nothing.
Which is manageable, right? That feels pretty standard fare for any football game that's played outdoors. Right. If we're not talking about rain, snow, sleet, hail, if we're not talking about those things, when we're talking about weather and it's just cold, oh, we got things for that, right? CJ was talking about it, actually. He was asked specifically about it in his availability, mm-hmm. and he was like, I mean, it's not really a big thing. When you're on the field and you're playing football, we've all been in that circumstance where you go outside and then once you get moving, you don't feel it as much. On the sidelines, let me tell you, if you've not been there, those benches are fantastic. So they have the bottom portion of it. They've got like vents where it blows warm air.
Tuck your feet in them.
You can tuck your feet in them. And then those big coats that they have over them, like it lets the warm air get in there and circulate and stay in there. Those benches themselves, when you sit down on them, are heated.
Yeah.
They are taken care of when they're on the sideline, when they're on the field. In fact, CJ said the only thing that really makes you cold is when those breaks happen and you're just standing out there on the field.
Hey,
and there's not going to be a ton of those.
I know all about that life. Figgy, you remember when we went to the Army-Navy game a few years ago?
Oh, y'all was on the sideline?
This show goes every year.
Yeah.
I went one
this
year.
This is in Philly.
When we went to Philly, and if it had not been for those warm, heated benches, I wouldn't have made it.
They are really good too, man. Because you think it's just warming your butt up, but your whole body get warm.
I sat on one for 45 minutes straight. 45 minutes straight.
Had to move you.
Yes. It literally took the army. An army had to come out there and get me up off them benches. So I know all about that life. I'm 100% with that. But I mean, look, they, as y'all mentioned, no wind, no precipitation, dominant defense, and then, to me, specific to this game, it's special that you're going up against a Kansas City Chiefs team that's leaking oil now,
mm-hmm.
right? This is probably the worst iteration of the Chiefs that you faced, and it's the best defense, right? So, like, when we think the Chiefs, obviously they've had great defenses over the years, helped them win the Super Bowl, but we think Patrick Mahomes, we think Andy Reid, and so how do you combat that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, this is the perfect defense to do that, and then they ain't really necessarily what they've been in previous years. So if you want to call it a perfect storm, if you will, this defense, that offense not necessarily being what it is, going up there in any – if you're going to go up there and it be cold, this is the time and this is the situation to do it.
But they have to be able to run the ball even just a little bit.
And I think that they can.
Even just a little bit.
Did you hear what I was talking about with the duo? Because I was
because yeah. they get out of their skin?
Yeah.
Gonna be tough.
Well, I gotta remember who it was to be able to attribute them attribute it properly. But I saw a graphic that was pointing to the styles of the run schemes the teams are running, and I think it was Brian Burke at ESPN. And the Texans are one of probably about five teams that utilize a lot of duo. We've seen that a lot up front with them, you know, kind of having two guys block one guy on the line and getting up to the next level. So I went and I was looking at Kansas City and I was like, who have they played that maybe has run some duo that I can maybe see how they handle it? And the closest that I could find was when they played the Broncos a few weeks ago. And I went and I watched all their run reps. And when they ran duo with the defense for Kansas City, they didn't get moved off their spot, which is good for Kansas City, but they also didn't shed the blocks.
Right.
So if they're not moving, but they're not shedding and able to reach out and stop the run, the Broncos were able to pick up three kind of consistently. Does that not sound like what this Texas team would love to do? Just if you can get three or four, just by making sure that you sustain that block at the front, at the first level, maybe get to the second level. They're not going to shed it. You pick up three, pick up four at a time every time you run the football. That'd be success for this team.
Yeah, and I would point out that the Chiefs' defensive line is notably unremarkable outside of Chris Jones, who's got a little, I'm not going to say he got George Pickens in him. But it ain't it ain't that far off. Like, and you can ask Ron the Show Hughley about this, somebody that watches every single snap of Kansas City. Chris Jones will disappear a time or two here or there. The thing is, he's been a part of Super Bowl teams and has had way bigger moments than George Pickens, and so you don't necessarily think about it like that. But specific to the game again, like, so the Texans running the ball, I think, is going to be really key, obviously, in a ball control situation. But my next thought was going to be an acknowledgement of this offensive line. Like, to your point about duo and how much success that they're having with that, they're a lot better in the run game, and a lot due to the duo that, that some of these tactics that they've been using as of late. But then also the protection as well. And we don't think this is going to be one of those, you know, huge, heavy passing game type of situation for the Texans. But you look over the last couple of weeks, the last few weeks since they've been rocking with this specific offensive line, I think the offensive line changes the conversation, and how they've been playing, to me, changes the conversation about the team overall. They still have some penalty issues.
Right.
Of course, C.J. Stroud was sacked a couple of times this last game, but they had no sacks given up against the Bills. And then at least one of the sacks against the Colts was a C.J. Stroud thing. And we know C.J. Stroud kind of has that issue, whether it's holding on to the ball sometimes or running into a sack or running too far back or whatever the case may be. He also has some plays where he dirts the ball. I think D'Amico Ryans talked about this on the coach's show earlier in the week. That kind of shows some growth in that area. But that is a little bit of a weakness in his game at times. And so, but the point that I'm making here is that I think the offensive line is a lot better, and that's something that needs and requires acknowledgement when you start talking about this offense, the Texans offense specifically, taking that next step, and I think that they've done that. I don't know how y'all are feeling about this combination of offensive line, but I'm feeling a lot better about as somebody who is not a fan of moving Tytus Howard from tackle to guard and hate how they yo-yo the guy throughout his entire career. It seems like this happens every year. Gotta admit, it's working right now. It looks pretty good.
It's the best version of what this offensive line could be, and it's the best personnel. You know, D'Amico, how often we heard D'Amico say, just get the five best out there? I think they finally, after 11 weeks or whatever it was, 10 weeks, got their best five.
Yeah. And I want to give credit, because I try and make sure I give credit on the other side of maybe not being as glowing about certain things. Got to give credit to, one, the belief that's there. Shout out to the fellas of The Drive. They interviewed Trent Brown yesterday, big old Trent Brown, who expressed pretty glowingly his belief in the system that I imagine is pretty mirrored by all those guys. And, you know, belief is a huge thing in getting anything done. It's the first step. But secondarily, their technique is so much better. And you got to bring that to Cole Popovich. And I thought there was questions about, like, all right, he was already in the building. What, you know, how are you actually going to see a difference? The minutia of, like, getting those technicalities right, that's showing up. You're seeing the benefits of that when they have the right dudes that have the other things that can help elevate that. And I think all those things have come together to a much more sustainable offensive line.
Yeah, and I agree. Cole Popovich deserves a lot of credit. And I think where he was getting sold short when they promoted him, from assistant offensive line coach to the actual offensive line coach, was kind of just overlooking the fact that the assistant does not have he gets input. They might ask his opinion, but they are not required to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the difference. It wasn't a matter of this guy was in the building. It was a matter of this guy was not in charge of anything, and now he is, right. And we're seeing the fruits of that labor.
After some time, it's come to bear. All right, those are B. Scott's thoughts here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Quit talking about all that damn cold. It's not going to matter. All right, you're in the Loop. Coming up next, let's get you what's popping. I'll see if we've found anything out about the FIFA World Draw. But also, let's talk about a little bit of Rockets. They're playing tonight against the Suns. We'll do all that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.